everybody, how you doing, and welcome to the latest Snodcast. On this week's edition, we catch up with Bass Hunter and find out whether Kirsty pulls him or not. I'm having weird dreams and talking in my sleep. We discuss how Igloo and Hartley got their name, and I play around with our brand new phone system. It all awaits on this week's Snodcast. So we've got Bass Hunter live on the show after nine this morning. Okay, let's play this morning, Kirsty. Who are we playing with this morning?
This morning we're playing with Mummy Maria. Is that right? Or Marie?
Maria.
I always get them mixed up or the wrong way around. So Maria. Yeah?
Yes, that's correct.
And daughter Taya.
Correct. Woo! Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Pete and Kirsty.
How are you
doing?
Good
morning.
Are you well?
I'm very well, thanks. Very excited.
I believe you had a big family gathering at your gaff on the weekend.
Yes, I did. I had all my in-laws down yesterday.
Many was round.
There were 11 of us.
11? Mm-hmm. Do you get on well with all the in-laws? Or sure,
I don't mind in-laws at all, my Pete. They're not too bad.
Is there any members of the family you're like, hold on, if I could like, give them a wide berth, I would?
You can't say that.
No, Pete, I can't say that. They'd kill me. I swear, I come from a big Italian family and the mafia would be out to get me.
So listen, so your hubby's obviously Italian. Where's he from?
No, my husband's not Italian. I'm Italian. My husband's a Fermanagh guy.
I tell you, you sound no more Italian than the boy that makes my pizzas in the weekend.
I talk fluent Italian.
Do you?
Oh, go on, say something.
Give us a wee bit.
Hello, da Peter. Hello, da Kirsty.
Do you make a cracking carbonara, do you?
Oh, fabulous. And tiramisu and lasagna.
Tiramisu is my favourite.
I haven't eaten breakfast
hungry.
Yet.
I'm hungry. My tummy's going.
Right. Okay, so you've got a daughter. Her name is Taya.
Taya, that's right.
It's a lovely name.
It is. It's named after a friend of ours who's Norwegian, although the name itself is Greek.
Right. Okay.
Oh, that is confusing in an Italian Irish family.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, well, stick Taya on for us, will you?
Okay, here she is.
Thank you.
Hello.
Morning, Taya.
Morning, Taya. How are you?
Good.
What age are you?
I'm 9.
Wow. Do you feel old?
Not quite, no.
What was the last birthday party you were at, Taya?
Last birthday party... January.
Yeah. And did you play Pass the Parcel?
No, we didn't play Pass the Parcel.
That's rubbish. Do you not play Pass the Parcel?
No.
Do you not?
Not at all.
Are you too old for it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twig.
Or is it just because you didn't win anything?
Do you think, like me, that every kid who plays Pass the Parcel should win a prize?
No.
Why?
Because it's not fair in all the other ones.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Everyone should win a prize.
Yeah.
So you agree with me?
Yeah.
Say, Pete, I agree with you.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much, Taya. Now, what school do you go to?
I go to Anna Horish.
Do you?
I'm at school in Tim.
Oh, and do you have a nice time there?
Yeah.
And who's your teacher?
My teacher is called Mrs. McGrogan.
Oh, Mrs. McGrogan?
Yeah.
Ask her if she knows Ross. That's a friend of mine. He's a Tyler.
Tyler, okay.
Okay, will you do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I believe that you're going to be taking part in the Olympic Games someday soon.
Yeah.
Because you're just brilliant at sport. Tell everyone how good you are at sport.
Okay.
Go ahead. Just say I'm really good.
I'm really good.
What do you do?
I do swimming and I do gymnastics, I do athletics, I do horse riding, and I do swimming.
When do you fit in homework and sleep?
Mostly all the time.
Sounds like you're pretty busy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, listen, tell us this, does Mummy work?
Mummy does not work.
I didn't think so. I take it, is Mummy like a taxi driver?
Huh?
Is Mummy like a taxi driver?
Mummy is not like a taxi driver.
Oh, no, but she drives you around everywhere, doesn't she?
Yeah, but she's not a taxi driver.
Taya, do you have a joke for us this morning?
Yeah.
Yay! Right, this is Taya from Toom. Give us your joke.
How do you stop a rhino charging?
I don't know. How do you stop a rhino charging?
Take away its credit card.
The Snodcast.
Mr. Bass Hunter.
Yeah, good morning.
Mr. Bass.
Good morning. Thank you for the welcome.
A.K.A. The Hunter, A.K.A. Jonas.
That's awesome, man.
No problem. Just need to make sure we get all the every single name that you could be called out there. Have you any other nicknames that are clean, by the way?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know.
That makes it sound quite dubious, so we won't actually go with that. But anyway, listen, welcome to Northern Ireland, welcome to Belfast, welcome to 97.4 Kill FM.
Thank you very much.
First time in Belfast, what have you made of it so far?
Well, I've been sleeping and I woke up very recently, but I have tried, you know, I've done some research and I asked actually my driver, I mean, like, what, anything special? I mean, you know, I want to, that you think I should, you know, experience or that I should.
Oh, while you're here.
Yeah, and he said, well, the ladies.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought that was probably the best answer he could ever give me, because I'm going to be here until tomorrow, so I will be doing some.
It could be someone's lucky night. And Kirsty's looking there with her eyes wide open. Unbelievable.
No, she's not.
Now, tell us this here, Jonas, right? Obviously, you're from Sweden, and you talk of the ladies, right? We have in this country the impression that every single girl, woman, lady from Sweden is an absolute cracker and is absolutely fantastic looking. Is that fact or fiction?
Well, 95% true. I mean, it's they are gorgeous.
There you go, then.
Yeah.
So if there's any Belfast women out there tonight, you know what, Belfast girls are far nicer, no offence, like, but we'll see what happens over the course of the evening.
Well, but the thing is, I mean, like, to me, being from Sweden, you know, going out, like, with a girl from, for example, Belfast, it's very exotic. And
really?
Yeah. And your girls...
I didn't mean it like that.
Seriously, I mean, your girls, you're very, how do you say, like, dependent. I mean, you're more like you like to, you know, decide and stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, we're more independent.
We
like to look after ourselves.
Did I say okay? So it's not, okay. It's independent. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you actually have to work hard to get your attention, and I like that.
You wouldn't have to worry that hard.
I'm still gonna work hard, though. I mean.
Tell us this here. Obviously, being from Sweden, okay. I get the sense, my cousin's married a Swedish girl, okay? And I get a great sense of being very proud of where you're from. Like, she lives in, like, Qatar. Whenever, like, the Swedish contingent from her family arrive, they fly the flag out the back and all this sort of stuff,
you know?
Fair play, absolutely, well and truly. But you're really good at a number of different things. Number one, languages. Can you speak many languages?
Well, I speak, Swedish, and then you speak Danish and Norwegian as well.
And English?
English. I do speak English.
Yeah.
Well, amazingly.
I'm trying, and a little bit of German as well.
Very good.
Multi-talented, right? And then the other thing you're really, really well-renowned for, of course, is your flat-pack furniture. So the big question this morning is, how long did it take you to build your bed, and did you have any parts left over at the end?
To build my bed... I didn't do it myself. I'm sorry.
Who did it for you?
I'm sorry.
Or did you pay somebody to do it?
No, well, it was included in the price.
Did they have any bits left over? You know, anybody got screwed or something?
No, I don't think so. I mean, at least they didn't show me. So, but it's been holding for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So,
and it's lasted.
It's still holding. It's quite good, but.
Good stuff. Now, obviously, onto the music. Jonas, you've been producing under the name Bass Hunter for quite some time. Now, have you been really surprised by the success that you've achieved in such a short space of time?
Well, let me put it this way. 2.5 years ago, I didn't have a job, no income, no education. I messed up in school. The only thing I had was my parents, do something with your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Were they giving you a hard time?
Yeah, but I don't blame them. I was quite lazy anyway. But so I made this song that kind of just gave me, you know, my dream. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, everything, every day so far is just a big surprise. I'm not a religious person, but I mean, I should thank God for every day on tour right now. So yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Well, we'll talk more about the music in a second. This is your brand new single. It's called Angel in the Night. In terms of all your production so far, is this the tune that you're most proud of, or is this just another one along the list of your sort of proud productions?
I'm always proud of what I do. This song is very different. I like this tune because this is different from the other singles. It's like more like a real proper song with a verse and a chorus and stuff like that.
Right, okay.
It's a little bit more, how to say, thoughts in it. I mean, like, it's not just...
Deep.
Yeah. It's a little bit more deeper.
More meaningful to
yeah,
you.
More meaningful. That's right.
We'll get it all night. Space Hunters on the show, or The Hunter, as I like to call it.
The Hunter.
Jonas, to me.
The Hunter. Anyway, you're very welcome to the show, matey. Great tune. And obviously, you're very proud of that. And of course, the album as well. In terms of your music and getting into music and whatnot, you do have a bit of a story. For those people who don't actually know, you suffer from Tourette syndrome.
Yeah, that's right.
And to give people a bit of an overview, I suppose, with regards to Tourette's, in terms of what I think about it, maybe what Kirsty thinks about it, and what generally the consensus is that you think of the cursing all the time and whatnot. Yeah. That's not the only thing that Tourette suffer from.
That's not the thing. I mean, the swearing part is just a small thing. I mean, there's so much with Tourette syndrome that people don't know about it. And, I mean, I've been growing up with Tourette syndrome, and it was a lot of bullying in school and stuff like that. And I had a hard time, basically. But
what actually happened? People picked on you and whatnot, and did you have to move school or anything like that?
Yeah, I was, switching school three times from the age of 13 to 18. And I mean, like, if you get picked on, by one thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get picked on because you're ugly, blah, blah, blah. Mm. You know, it's just exploding. And the thing was, I learned how to see Tourette syndrome not as a problem, but as a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned to overcome, the whole thing, and I've learned to control it. After practicing for many years.
Yeah.
And the reason why I went public with it is because I know how I felt when I was a kid. I didn't have anyone that understood me, if you know what I mean. So I want to, show people that, it's not a problem. It's a challenge. And
what age were you then when you were diagnosed with Tourette's?
I was 10.
You were 10?
Yeah, so it's quite early.
I said it's probably particularly difficult, I suppose, throughout your teenage years and whatnot and growing up with that. But fair play to you. And you must be a complete inspiration to other people out there and young people out there who not only suffer from bullying but suffer from Tourette syndrome as well. And, of course, you've been able to express yourself in your music. A lot of kids and what must take comfort in your story and what you've done and what you've achieved.
Yeah, I want to be like the candle in the dark, when it feels really, really... Because that's how I felt, I wanted to have someone telling, I have Tourette syndrome, I'm successful, I can do this. And that would be very inspiring and very motivating for me as well. But hey, I'm proud. I'm proud of having Tourette syndrome, and I don't mind talking about it. I just love to share my story and... everything about
help
it
others.
To help others.
Yeah,
I received an email at the tail end of last week because we'd mentioned that you were coming on the show, and it came in from a girl called Rosemary, who listens to the show all the time. And she says, Pete, my son David is 10 years old and has Asperger syndrome, a form of autism. He absolutely loves Space Hunter, as does mummy. Sometimes I still feel 19. Anyway, they listen to your album all the time. And she says, although having a form of autism, David is in mainstream education and has an IQ of 124. So this young fella is unbelievably smart.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
He's smarter than me.
And he's smarter than me. Anyway, he has, in his music lessons in school, they were asked to choose a piece of music and explain what it means to them. Now, this is a young child of 10 years old, and this is what he says about your tune, I Can Walk on Water. This is in his words.
I Can Walk on Water? I mean, is that the tune?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
This is what he says about it. The sound is one of a combination of medieval chant and modern dance music. Although the lyrics are limited to 4 lines, repeated many times, they are a mantra for self-encouragement and self-belief.
Wow.
So that, in a sense, gets across exactly what I suppose you want to get across in your music, and he's very much appreciative of that, and that helps him through. So I just thought I would share that with you.
What's his name?
His name is David. David Cunningham.
Okay. Well, David, if you're listening, that was probably the most beautiful thing anyone has ever written about my music.
Aww.
So thank you
it's
for that.
It's very sweet.
And I will keep doing songs like that.
Excellent stuff. We'll speak more to you in a wee second. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're a fan of Bass Hunter and you fancy going to dinner with him tonight,
I'm hungry.
What for?
The Snodcast.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, did you miss the Hunter on the show? I know, judging by the emails, that a lot of people went down yesterday to see him at Zabby in Belfast and get copies of his album signed. He's a good bloke, wasn't he, Kirsty?
He's lovely.
We'll get the pics put up online just in case you don't know what the hunter looks like. Kirsty, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a bit of a boot, 10 being a cracking looking gentleman, where would the hunter sort of, you know, rate?
I would have to say a 10 because he would tick every box that I would look for in a guy.
Okay, so what do you look for in a guy?
Everybody knows I like tall men. He's slim. Athletic build.
Continue.
He had nice hands and a nice neck. Good teeth. He was lovely.
There you go. All the boxes have been ticked, ladies and gentlemen. A 10 out of 10 for the hunter.
But I didn't know that he was like that. I wasn't coming in here yesterday expecting that.
So yesterday, whenever you walked into the studio, you were like...
When he walked in.
Yeah. Very good. So there you go. So all the boxes were ticked. Kirsty was somewhat besotted and she arrived into the studio. And to be fair to you, you didn't make like a huge effort yesterday to impress. You were just yourself and I respect that. So anyway, the hunter weighed in and from the word go, the hunter was quite impressed. He was quite, it was almost besotted. And you were like, you were sort of fluttering your eyelids and he was being quite like, you know, cheeky chappy, but with a wee bit of flirtatious sort of streak in him throughout the course of the interview and particularly off air, ladies and gentlemen, whenever we were playing the tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirsty was like...
He kicked me under the table, but...
He kicked her too, yeah. It was all flirt. Kirsty, I thought, was going to get it on with the hunter.
Well, especially because if the way that the studio was set out, he was sat opposite you. So
correct.
It's very easy for me to feel left out of the conversation because he sat opposite you in my old chair and I'm over to the side.
Yeah, but he didn't make you feel left out.
No, because for most of the conversation, he was just staring directly at me.
He just stared at you, Kirsty, and you flooded your eyelids.
And I didn't mean that. See, that sounds so crap.
Doesn't sound too crap. It just says
you
just
were
sounds...
here. I'm not just saying that.
No, she's not just saying that.
I'm not bumming myself
off.
The
hunter was looking at Kirsty. He kicked her under the desk. He was particularly flirting with her. Kirsty was in cloud nine. He left the studio at 20 to 10. And during the period, whenever he was in, he logged onto Facebook and signed Kirsty up as a mate on his private Facebook page. Kirsty was totally sucked in, and you were on cloud nine as we skipped down the corridor, weren't you?
Yeah.
So, Kirsty, yeah. So the situation: 2 minutes past 10, we left the studio, off we went, sauntered down the corridor. Kirsty was in cloud nine. She was beaming from ear to ear. You never know, I might have a chance to go out with a hunter tonight. I know he's taken out one of our listeners tonight, but the hunter may want to, like, you know, meet up with me. Then the email came through from the hunter as he got back to his hotel and he got online on Facebook and it arrived. We may hook up later. Kirsty was still brimming from ear to ear. And then it all sort of
went a bit pear-shaped, didn't it?
Yeah. Whenever we found out the hunter had actually given Gary on reception his phone number.
The Snodcast.
Can I just scupper any rumours that are circulating?
I knew that would happen.
Asking whether Bass Hunter, a.k.a. the hunter, a.k.a. Jonas, is actually gay because he gave Gary his phone number. No, he is not gay. Breathe a huge sigh of relief.
Yes.
Go on, Kirsty, breathe a huge sigh of relief. And for all the girls out there, no, he is not gay. 100% not gay. The reason why Gary got his number, I think, was to get some free records and stuff. But we just like winding Kirsty up the fact that he got his number and Kirsty didn't.
No, but come on. Let's have a reality check here.
Well, you did get his personal Facebook account.
Yes.
Okay, reality check.
Come on. He's a 6 and a half foot... Gorgeous.
You can't get away from it, you can't.
No, you can't get away from that. But why the hell would it be interesting somebody like me? Like, come on. So let's can we just forget about it now, please?
No, but you know what? I would have thought you and the hunter would have made a lovely couple. I would have loved to have gone. Imagine, like,
have you seen the pictures?
Imagine having Kirsty and the hunter around for dinner. Like, it would have been great. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, stop it. You're more excited about it than I was.
I swear, I'm being totally honest here, Kirsty, right? I honestly thought you'd pulled yesterday morning.
Well,
the fluttering
doesn't appear,
of the eyelids
so.
And whatnot.
When's he back in the country?
He's back for, I don't actually know the date. I think he's back doing the Clubland Live gig at the Odyssey. I need to check the date on that and the bill for that matter, but I'm near certain he's doing that.
Right.
Off the top of my head, but there you go. So no, the hunter's not, well, he's going to give Gary some free record, but I think that's about it. And you know what, actually, I need to quantify whether I actually did give Gary his phone number. That's what Gary said. Maybe he was just winding us up all in all. I don't know. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. What?
Later.
What? You can't just go open and just stop?
No, because I had to do something yesterday and I completely forgot about it and I can't forget about it again today. Big hello to Chloe Booth.
Is that it?
Who's on her way to school. Yes. I didn't realise you were going to catch me on mic there going, oh, nearly forgot. Sorry. You can play the tune again.
Morning, Chloe. Love
you lots. Morning, Chloe.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Can we move on then?
Yeah, I allow you to now.
Thank you.
The Beat Snodden Breakfast Show. This is the Snodcast.
Igloo and Hartley in the city. Don't know whether you caught Igloo and Hartley or not on Friday night with Jonathan Ross a couple of weeks back. He definitely wants to be, I don't know whether it is Igloo or Hartley, but Johnny Burrell has off Razor Light fame. White tight jeans and no top on. No right. need, particularly in Friday night with Jonathan Ross. You know, mind you.
Why not?
The four person in the piano would have loved it. Let's face it.
Yeah.
I'm talking, well, not the piano, obviously, because it doesn't have feelings, but the other guys. Anyway, moving on this morning. And on that note, actually, this actually sort of brings into this sort of topic of conversation quite nicely. It sort of leads on in there. For those of you who have perhaps studied in Manchester University, maybe you could tell me a bit more about this. But apparently, right, the ladies and gents toilets in Manchester University have been changed. Not so much the toilet, but in terms of the signage outside. Now, whenever you go to a toilet, let's face it, you either have ladies written and gents written, or perhaps
or
you have
the wee picture.
The symbols.
Yes.
You've got the circle with the wee cross down below it, or you have the circle
with the wee arrow going up.
I
don't understand those ones.
Okay, Kirsty, let's set brave and simple to you, okay?
Right, okay. Is there an easy way to remember which is which?
Absolutely, okay?
Right.
You see the circle, which has got the arrow pointing up the way?
Yeah.
Just think of boop.
Right. Okay.
Do you understand? That is the blokes.
Right.
Okay.
And the girls are the cross.
Yeah, it's a circle with a cross down below.
Right.
Okay. So yeah. Just remember, circle.
Is that what it's supposed to represent?
Circle with the arrow going up means boop. All right.
Am I really stupid not knowing that?
Well,
is there anybody else out there that didn't know that? Because whenever I just die of embarrassment, whenever there's, yeah, I'll not forget that one.
You won't forget it now. It's a bit like, you know, 30 days has September, April, June, and November, all the rest of 31. You know what I mean? It's the same sort of, you know, that's very simple to remember. All you got to remember with the circle and the arrow pointing up is a
no,
boop.
But if any of them's going to have the extra bit, then the cross is going to have it. It's got more bits on it than the arrow. If you know what I mean.
Just remember, boop, right. and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Now, apparently, right, the ladies and gents toilets in Manchester University have been changed. So, instead of being ladies and gents, they have changed the signage to make life more comfortable for transsexual and transgender students.
Mm-hmm.
So, the toilets are now called toilets. Okay, this is just standard toilets. And then there's toilets with urinals.
Right.
It's all a wee bit like, why? But I can understand. So, you know, in this politically correct world, I think absolutely 100% that should be the way it is. But realistically, maybe there should be three. Ladies, gents, and anything goes.
It's the Snodcast.
You know, the QE2 is coming to Belfast on Saturday.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's sailing to Belfast as part of its farewell voyage before becoming a floating hotel in Dubai. I'm sure there'll be a lot of spotters out along the coast wanting to check that out, I'm sure.
I think it's been here before, hasn't it?
No idea.
I remember years and years ago, my dad had a boat, and one night, really late at night, we were all sort of wrapped up in our warm clothes, like I was very young, and off we went to get in the boat to sail out because there was a big, I think it was a QE2, it was in Belfast Lock, or Ballyhoom Bay, sort of part of it.
No idea. I've no idea.
Long time ago. I could be talking the biggest little rubbish.
Well, there but you go. But that's then. A childhood. The first. No,
but that's a childhood memory for you.
Very good. I remember going to see the Golden Hind in Bangor.
Oh, I remember that.
Which was like the pirate ship, wasn't it?
It wasn't a pirate ship.
I know, but I'm just. It was like one of those sort of Spanish Armada.
It was smaller than you think.
It was like a Spanish Armada type ship, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think it actually
was. Not from somebody famous? Who was the famous person? Well, the person that found the potatoes. Who found potatoes?
Mr. Tato. Nobody's joking.
Kate Snodden, honestly. Francis Drake. Wasn't it Francis Drake?
That was a joke, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. That was a joke before you hang your head in disgust. Mind you, the only thing I remember about the Golden Hind?
What?
I remember getting a pencil sharpener off it whenever I was a kid.
I got a ruler and a rubber.
And then I remember it came back whenever I got a bit older, and then Yobs came down and smashed bottles and stuff off it after they'd been like getting drunk. Yeah, apparently so.
Francis Drake's boat.
There you go.
The Golden Hind, captained by Sir Francis Drake, circumnavigated the world between 1577 and 1580. Well, I'll tell you what, a bit later than that, because it was in Bangor in
1989. It was definitely there in the 80s. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've ever had a situation whereby you've spoken in your sleep. And if you had, I would love to hear from you this morning on the text 63103. Start your message with the word cooler. Call us up on 918200. This is if you have spoken in your sleep and you have been, well, made to feel embarrassed. Happened to me yesterday. This is a situation. Yesterday afternoon, I went home for 40 winks and fell asleep mid-afternoon. And Julia was lying beside me, and I had a text message came through. Now, this is extremely embarrassing because it outed my love for Neighbours. Well, sorry, not love for Neighbours. Outed the fact that I actually watched Neighbours on a regular basis, which she knew. Anyway, text message came through, and I must have been fast asleep, and I got up and had a look at the text message, and the text message came through from a friend of mine called Declan. Julia says to me, whilst I am sleeping and having a look at this message, "Oh, who sent you the message?" And I said, "Oh, it's from a friend of mine, Declan." Jill says, "Who is it?" I said, "Declan." I said, "Who's Declan?" was the response. "Declan, you know Declan." "Well, actually, no, it wasn't Declan. It was actually Paul. You know Paul, the guy who's bought the newspaper?" Jill says, "What newspaper?" I said, "Erinsborough News." "Do you know he's not really Declan's dad?" Jill is going, "What are you talking about?" Here's me, he's texting, he wants to get Declan on the show. What?
The Snodcast.
Perhaps if you're listening to us, or perhaps you're sleeping, maybe you're talking in your sleep. I don't know, Kirsty, have you ever spoken in your sleep before?
I don't think so.
A few people in text said that in their sleep they've actually admitted to doing things which were wrong, and they've got themselves in big, big trouble.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't be too hot now.
No, it'd be a bit of a nightmare.
So, in other words, my sort of scundering situation talking about Neighbours wasn't too bad, really, whenever you think about it.
You probably got offline, like.
If you've ever been scundered, ladies and gentlemen, from talking in your sleep, please do get in touch with the show. Number's 918200. Oh, here, by the way, Kirsty, you know what? Apparently, the Britannia was in Belfast Lock on the 7th of July, 77.
That was probably it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, then it wasn't the QE2.
It wasn't the QE2, it was Britannia. That's her own wee yacht, isn't it? So it'd be a bit smaller.
Don't know. I've, you know what? I've confessed now, ladies and gentlemen, seen this particular show. You see, if not that I've ever tried to fob off that I know the answer to everything, which when I don't, but if there's something I definitely don't have a clue about, I just stand up and say, "No, I don't have a clue." No point digging a hole for yourself. All right, Kirsty?
Yeah.
Good morning, Cool FM.
Hello, Pete.
Yes.
Hello. I'm ringing up about your response about people talking in their sleep.
Yes. Did you like my story?
I actually missed your story because I was ringing your number.
Well, that sucks. Okay. Well, anyway, sorry, what's your name?
My name's Hazel, but right. I'm actually ringing on behalf... it's actually my husband who talks in his sleep.
Does he? What does he say now?
Basically that he's the honey bear with a shiny helmet.
You seriously have to put this in context. Explain to me exactly the way the conversation goes.
He starts talking, and I said, "What's the matter with you?" He says nothing. He says, "But I can't go there because I'm the honey bear." I said, "You're a honey bear?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "And look, I've got a big shiny helmet."
The Snodcast.
It's great to be back on the air, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I never managed to get the bucket yesterday to pick up my cans, my headphones, Kirsty. Oh. Never happened. Use these ones again today.
And you still haven't found the other ones?
No, I've lost two sets of headphones, ladies and gentlemen, in the last week, which is really, 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 really clumsy and careless.
And they're not cheap.
And as my mother would turn around and say, "Your head's not at it." But that's besides the point. I've located one pair. They're in Bucket Bake's car in the boot, with probably a pizza box, a shovel, a bowl, which has been in there for about 6 months. Probably... couple of pairs of dirty socks and
nice.
Maybe a couple of empty Coke bottles in there too, and maybe some grass clippings and possibly a wet eye t-shirt and perhaps a change of clothes. Reckon that's probably what you probably find in Bucket's car. I call it the MRSA car.
His would be worse than mine, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah.
Like a lot worse.
Oh, God, yeah.
I cleaned mine out the other day, but it's a bit of a mess again.
Yeah. We're talking Bucket's car in relation to sort of cars in Northern Ireland, which would be of an MRSA variety. I would reckon you're up there. I reckon you're in the top 10. Definitely.
My car's in the top 10?
No, Bucket's.
Oh, Bucket's.
The problem is, you see, whenever I get into it and there's C diff in there, I'm never getting the lift again. Hey, here, listen, you know what I was thinking about? I was absolutely delighted yesterday whenever I found out that Igloo and Hartley are playing Belfast, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm, we might learn who's who.
13th of December. Yeah, this is the thing which is getting me,
which
right?
Which one's which?
Well, number one, okay, I realised this morning that the actual press release that came for Igloo and Hartley has been spelt wrong. It's like a nuts corner variety if you were going to buy the CD. It's spelled I-G-L-Y, so it's Igloo and Hartley.
No.
No. It's Igloo and Hartley. But you know what? Imagine being called after an Eskimo's house. There's something wrong with that.
This is the Snodcast.
You know how many acts come now to Belfast on Saturday night? It used to never happen, right?
They
used to always
Jim.
Come like on a Monday and a Tuesday night whenever no one else would have any venues available in the UK. So they'd all come to Belfast, they'd all come to Northern Ireland. See, now everyone wants to play Northern Ireland, and I'm all for that, and I love the fact that people can go out and have a really good night at a gig on a Saturday night and not have to worry about getting up on a Sunday morning. But it doesn't suit me!
Well, do you want them just to rearrange the diary just so that you can see them, Pete?
No, that's not the situation. I'm not saying that. I'm all for them coming to Northern Ireland and starting out, but sometimes it doesn't suit me. By the way, I've just had a yogurt, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a normal time in the morning. I normally eat this, and I'm feeling all gloopy mouse syndrome, so I'm sorry, Kirsty, if I spread you during that last link.
When you went off on one.
Absolutely.
Have you calmed down now?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. I still don't understand
feel
why...
Feel better for it.
I still don't understand how Igloo is called after an Eskimo's house.
It's not, though, because if it's... I think it's supposed to be U. I-G-L-U.
That's what it's meant to be, yeah.
Yeah, but Igloo Eskimo's house is spelled double O.
Yeah, I know that there. But at the end of the day, right...
So it's a different Igloo.
Yeah, I understand that, but listen to me, okay?
Yeah.
Like, imagine walking down the street going, "Hi, Igloo, how's it going? Are you well?" Doesn't really work, does it?
Well, it does if he's called Igloo. Do you know what I mean?
Hi, Igloo! I can't see Igloo last night. Did you see what he was wearing? Unbelievable. There's just something not quite right about that.
Wow.
Do you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Hi, Igloo. What's your name? Igloo. Who? Igloo. Right. It's your mum. Do you know what I mean? Do you reckon it's like a nickname?
Maybe it is.
Like Hartley, I can understand Hartley. Hartley could be like your man's last name.
Right.
For instance, do you remember your man, was it J.R. Hartley that was in the Yellow Pages advert from years ago?
Uh-huh, he was the author.
The poor old critter on the bike, and he couldn't find a copy of his book anywhere, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And he finally found it?
He did finally find
it. Was he an actor or a real author?
I don't know.
What's
too many questions for me to answer. I'm already on Google just checking out Igloo and Hartley to work out if is it
J.R. Hartley. Wasn't it J.R. Hartley?
Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley.
Fly Fishing. Did you notice how much crap was in that guy's house whenever they came around to film it? Did you notice that?
Yeah, but you know, he's getting on a bit. You know, you collect crap through the years.
The Snodcast.
Now we've been discussing, ladies and gentlemen, number one, Igloo and Hartley. Imagine being called Igloo, right? And then number two, J.R. Hartley off the old Yellow Pages advert, the fly fishing guy, remember? We'll sort of just go on to that after playing Igloo and Hartley and in the city this morning. Right, Kirsty, what have you got for us?
Well, the Igloo and Hartley was apparently a ship. And they're named after this ship. And the Igloo and Hartley, which is spelt with a U, set sail to discover where the pineapple came from. But ended up discovering cinnamon instead.
Right, okay. So they set off to find a pineapple, ended up discovering cinnamon. The guys loved the ship and they've called themselves after a ship.
Yeah, because when you're on the path of life, you discover different things and sometimes you find the stuff you're not looking for.
So in other words, right, whenever I'm walking down the street and I see Igloo, I can't go right Igloo because that's not his real name.
No.
What is his real name?
I don't know.
Rubbish.
There's quite a few of them, actually.
That's like walking down the street and saying, "Hi, Titanic." Do you know what I mean? Someone calling themselves after the ship?
Yeah, there's five of them.
5 in Ingley and Hartley?
Yes.
I know, but there's one jabroni out there who actually words. He was on Jonathan Ross. I couldn't believe it. He was trying to be like your lead singer of Razor Light. He was wearing his white pants with no top on. There's no need for that. If you want nudity, you go down to the bottom channels, way, 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 way down the list. You don't need it on Friday Night with Jonathan Ross.
Or press the up button by mistake. Whenever you're on BBC. Like I do a lot.
Right,
which
okay.
is really annoying.
Yeah, I understand.
But yeah, I'm just trying to get the names of them here.
But you know what I mean? I wonder if there's any other bands named after ships. Hello, Canberra. My granddad worked in the Canberra.
The Golden Hind. We were talking about that the other
Hello,
week.
Hello, Golden Hind. How you doing? Do you see Golden Hind the other night? See these words? Ah, dear.
I can't find names for these guys. Not quick enough for this bit anyway.
Right, okay.
I'll work on that for next time.
We'll leave it at that there. Ladies and gentlemen, Eagley and Hartley are playing Belfast. It's Saturday. It's the 13th of December, 2008. And tickets, I believe, go on sale tomorrow. All right. That's having not read the actual press release verbatim, Kirsty.
So. I've got it.
Well,
Jarvis, Sam, Simon, Louis and Michael.
Jarvis? It's better going hi, Igloo.
This is the Snodcast.
Kirsty, you know what? I think I seriously need to read the instruction manual for this
I've got them
thing.
Here. I was just about to start for
are
you.
Are you? Okay. Well, we'll have a wee blast at this first and foremost. Thank you all very much for on the phone. The phones are lighting up like beacons. Well, people can get through. That's for one thing.
And we can have more than one at a time
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I would love to try and get two people speaking to each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, there's two going. Good morning, Cool FM.
Hello, Pete.
Good morning. How are you?
I am jet lagged.
You're jet lagged, right? Okay, I can't hear you properly. I'm just trying to work out how this works now.
Go on.
Go on. Give us a count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hold on.
5.
Right. Okay. Now hold the line first. Right. Okay. Right. If I go to this one here, ready? Good morning, Cool FM.
Hello, Pete. I'm just ringing to see if your piece of kit is working.
Well, it's sort of working. I just can't hear you properly, but it's sort of working. I quite like the sound of it. Right.
Can you hear me okay now?
Can sort of hear you, aye.
That's good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Just not okay. Getting you in full audio clarity. This one. Let's see if I can get you both speaking to each other. Hold on a second. Let's see. Hello? Oh, no, you're both not. Oh, right.
Come on, man.
Hello?
What are you doing?
I'm just switching between you because it's fun. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Oh, let's get a third on the go now. Good morning, Cool FM.
Hello, good morning to you.
Morning. Yeah, the phone system's sort of working here, but I can get three people on the go at once. Will you hear this? Right, ready? Hello?
Hello.
Will you hear another one? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, you're still there. Good stuff. Well, I've sort of got it going, you know what I mean?
But you won't cut me off.
No. Sorry about that. Anyhow, right, so I've sort of got it working, but we're not getting them in full audio quality, Kirsty.
No, I could hear it without my headphones on.
That's not good.
It's not good. It's coming through somewhere else. Just
coming through another speaker somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's that box.
You know what, realistically, I think I should have waited for Richard the engineer to come in. What do you think? Well, this is far more fun.
Yeah, but I'm looking through the manual, as girls do.
Okay, and is the manual got small print and like loads and loads of pages?
No, it's not too bad. There's lots of pictures.
It's all, yes!
It's a bit like the flat pack ones.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Surprised there's no buttons left over in this new shiny bit of kit.
No. So, yeah.
It's very nice. It's an additional screen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now looking at 5 screens working properly. It's very nice. Anyway, sorry for being a real bore this morning, but at the end of the day, this is quality stuff here.
Revolutionary. It makes such a difference.
This here is going to change the way the show runs forever.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, until the next phone system comes along.
I know, but this is state of the art. You know what? You see now, I feel like I'm a pilot of a spaceship. Here, talking of space, do you know that they're actually... The scientists actually believe it's snowing on Mars?
You what?
I know, this week's been weird enough without having that on our sort of conscience as well. Right, so ladies and gentlemen, we've got a phone system. It's shiny and new. I'll have another crack at it shortly. 918-2001. Oh, give us a call.
The Snodcast.
I'm fascinated with my new toy. It's like Christmas morning. And you know what? You see, whenever I was walking down the studio, how sad it is, right? Our new phone system's called Phonebox, okay? And Kirsty's going down to the studio before me. I'm like, don't look at the screen yet. Don't look at the screen. We want to share the experience of having our new Phonebox.
Yeah.
Together.
I know. You weren't even going to let me come down to the studio by myself. It really was like Christmas morning.
It was like Christmas morning. I'm quite... I just wish you'd get it going properly.
Are you going to try again?
Yeah, we'll try again.
Okay.
Good morning. Oh, here, I know what we've got to do. Ah, oh, right, okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah, I think I know where it works now. Okay, and I'll put it on air. All right, okay, it's sort of in the queue. Good morning, Kill FM. Good morning, Kill FM.
Hello, could you get a play request for us?
Hold on a wee second. It's working! Yes! Oh, yes! Didn't even have to read the instruction manual. What is your name, sir?
Robert.
Robert, it's unbelievable. You're the first caller properly through on the Pizza Not and Breakfast Show on the brand new phone system, and it's a pleasure to talk to you in full audio quality.
Can you play a request for us, please?
What are you looking for?
For a request for Miss Tina Bennett.
Right.
And her daughters Michelle.
Mm.
And Kelly and her son Anthony.
Right, okay. Okay, yeah, no problem.
She just became a granny there last week.
Did she?
Again.
Okay,
second time.
Okay, matey, well, thank you for that.
Right, thank you. And tell Kirsty was asking about her.
Hi, Kirsty was asking about you.
Thanks.
Okay.
I'll take her out for dinner some night.
Right, no problem.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye.
He wasn't really sharing in the joy with us, was he?
Well, of getting the phone to
someone,
no.
I don't think he knew what we were doing.
What we need to do now, we need to get two people talking to each other.
Right, so we need two people to phone in.
Yeah, we need to get more people to phone in so we can get two people talking to each other.
Okay.
He wants to take you for dinner, Kirsty. What do you think, right?
He wanted to take me for dinner? I didn't catch that bit.
He wants to take you for dinner. Now, listen to me on this one, okay?
That's easy.
Hold on. You haven't seen him, okay?
Uh-huh.
Before. And you have met him, but you've heard what he sounds like.
Can you play a request for us, please?
So, Kirsty, what do you reckon? Do you reckon you would like to go for dinner with this gentleman?
Pete, you're so cruel.
Can you play a request for us, please?
What do you think?
I'm on a diet.
Can you play a request for us, please?
But thank you for the offer.
Well, at least it's better than saying you're straightening your hair. Right, it's 6:19.
The Snodcast.
Of course, you know the good thing about this revolutionary phone system
What's
we have?
What's that?
Well, number one, I love the way it's great material for the show, for one, right?
Yeah.
And number two, you know what's really good about it? Is it that people's numbers flash up on the screen.
Ah.
And a person who's in line one at the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Who's phoning through. I think this is a girl. We had a phone call a wee while back there from a girl who's been in California.
Right.
I asked her if she'd met Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know Arnold Schwarzenegger's in all those ads over the TV saying, come to California. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was wondering whether she had actually met him. She said no. But that aside, she's very jet-lagged, ladies and gentlemen. Must be bored this time in the morning. I could be her. The number looks familiar. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Cool FM.
Pete.
Yo, how are you?
Tell Kirsty I'd be on a diet too.
Would you be on a diet too?
Aye.
Oh, dear.
Cruel but kind.
Well, you know,
cruel but kind. Yeah, I'm still jet lagged. You're entertaining me this morning.
I entertain. Do you not entertain most mornings? No.
You do. I missed you guys when I was away.
We missed you too.
And I'll tell you what. Every time I walked by, Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
I thought of you.
Why?
Because of the smell. Do you remember you said about the smell?
The smell's beautiful, isn't it?
It is gorgeous. And I was like, oh my God. But I always thought of you, and I was, you know?
Well, I'm sort of lost for words here. I don't really know what to say.
You have an impact. You have an impact.
Right, okay, hold on one wee second for us, will you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay.
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
One word.
You're Baltic, okay. Hold on a second. Is the girl who's just been in California still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay, right. And what's your name, sir?
Darren.
Right, so I've got Gavin on line two, and I've got the California lady on line one. What's your name, California lady?
Tanya.
Now, Tanya and Gavin, speak to each other.
Hi there, Tanya.
Hi, G.
What?
You working hard?
Thank you all very much. You've been very good in our lovely experiment this morning. Thank you very much. Give a big round of applause, Kirstie. Thank you, Gavin and California Lady. Thank you.
Bye.
The Snodcast.
That's it for this week. As ever, check back at coolfm.co.uk for more updates, and you can download for free and subscribe at iTunes. The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show is broadcast in real time, weekday mornings, 6 to 10.